Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do.
It helps you know what you do.
So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Hopefully you've enjoyed the Winter Olympics this month.
We are talking about one specific Olympian, Chloe Kim. She is a snowboarder, and she started snowboarding when she was very young.
Today, she is an amazing snowboarder and is well known for being good at the half pipe, having an almost perfect score, we heard.
That's right. We learned that her parents were very supportive of her decision to snowboard, but also wanted her to focus on her education. Today, we're going to take a look at some of the struggles that she had as a snowboarder in the spotlight and see how she worked through those. Let's get right into our first reading for the day.
Chloe Kim, the Queen of Snowboarding. As everyone had expected, the talented competitor brought home the gold medal from the 2018 Olympic Games. But those demanding expectations, along with the anxiety of competition, were beginning to take their toll. And Chloe considered leaving competition behind. She began working with a therapist who helped her discover her value as a person and not just as an athlete.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 talented 这个形容词，意思是有才华的或是有天赋的。譬如 ,He is a talented artist who can draw anything from memory. 他是一位有天赋的艺术家，能凭记忆画出任何东西。如果是 talentless, 就是指没有才华的。譬如 ,Despite being called talentless,He worked hard every day to improve his skills and prove others wrong. 尽管被说成毫无天赋，他还是每天努力练习，提升自己的技能，来证明别人是错的。名词是 talent, 意思呢就是才能或天赋。譬如 ,She has a real talent for playing the piano, impressing everyone at concerts.他确实有弹钢琴的天赋，在音乐会上让所有人都很钦佩。
Achieving amazing success can be really exciting, but it can also bring with it a lot of pressure.
That's right. We see here in this sentence, friends, as everyone had expected, the talented competitor brought home the gold medal from the 2018 Olympic Games.So we see some words here that automatically make me think of a lot of pressure, as everyone had expected, and also this phrase, brought home. Let's talk about that one.
Okay, brought home. We use this when we're talking about people in competitions. If someone wins a competition, they will take something back home. That could be a medal or a trophy. They brought home a trophy.
That's right. Or you could also bring home a ribbon if you won a race. So here the idea is that everyone expected Chloe to win this gold medal, and then she brought it back to her family.
That is true. So she did win, just as people were expecting, but those demanding expectations, along with the anxiety of competition, were beginning to take their toll.
Okay, there's a lot that we can look at here from this sentence, friends. First, let's talk about this word, demanding. Demanding is needing a lot of effort or attention.
For example, the teacher gave the students a demanding project.
This describes something that takes a lot of hard work or attention.
If something is demanding, it means you can't ignore it, and it requires a lot of hard work. So these expectations were demanding. We also see this term, the anxiety of competition. Now, anxiety is a strong feeling of worry or nervousness.
Here's an example with that word. Peggy felt anxiety before her math exam. We have one more thing to talk about there. That is that phrase, to take their toll.
Okay, if something takes its toll, or if several things take their toll, the idea is that it's causing harm or problems, and this is usually over time. The things from our lesson that we saw here were demanding expectations and the anxiety of competition. Over time, these things took their toll.
Yes, if you stay up late for a lot of nights in a row, that can take its toll on your health.
Definitely. So because of this, Chloe considered leaving competition behind. She began working with a therapist.
Ooh, we've heard that word before this month. A person who helps others with problems or stress. That's what a therapist is.
Let's use it in a sentence. John spoke to a therapist about his fears. So Chloe began to speak to a therapist, and this therapist helped her discover her value as a person and not just as an athlete.
And that is a good thing. I think often when we hear stories of famous people, especially athletes, they go through periods of doubt like this where they're not sure if they want to continue.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with where you find your identity. If Chloe's identity was as a gold medal athlete, if she decided to stop being that or do something else, it could cause some problems for her.
Yeah, and when you're such a high-level athlete, it's hard to have much of a life outside of just that. You're always thinking about it, always practicing. And that can be exhausting.
That's for sure. Well, we're going to find out more about Chloe's story and how she overcame these struggles. So let's get into our next reading right now.
Chloe Kim, the Queen of Snowboarding. After that, she switched up her training routine, practicing some old moves, and opting only for those that were exciting and challenging. Chloe felt it was essential that she be inspired once again and remember why she had wanted to do this sport in the beginning. As she prepared for the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympics, she acknowledged that she stood to break a record in the halfpipe. But win or lose, Chloe decided ahead of time that she was determined not to let the stress dominate her or a loss define her.
She stood up and bowed to acknowledge the crowd's applause after her performance. 她表演结束后起立向观众的掌声鞠躬致意。Acknowledge 也指承认或是认可。片语 acknowledge someone as something 意思呢是承认某人是某种角色或是地位。譬如 over time, they acknowledged Aunt Rosa as the glue that held the family together.随着时间的过去，他们认识到 Rosa 阿姨是维系家庭关系的关键人物。Acknowledge 的名词是 acknowledgement， 意思呢是感谢或承认。譬如 ，He gave a heartfelt acknowledgement of his team's hard work during the award ceremony。他在颁奖典礼上真诚地感谢了团队的辛勤付出。
Well, we know that Chloe did not quit snowboarding. Let's talk about some of the things she did to motivate her to keep going.
Well, the first thing that she did was to switch up her training routine. Friends, if you switch something up, it means that you change it to make it different in some way.
For example, Sarah switched up her hairstyle for a new look and even more confidence.
Okay, so we see here that Chloe switched up her training routine. And how did she do this? Practicing some old moves and opting only for those that were exciting and challenging.
Okay. Well, she opted only for something. That's a phrase that you can use too, friends. It means choosing only one thing and not others.
Here's an example. Sam is opting only for healthy food this week. So if you're choosing healthy food, you have to not choose other food.
Yes, not eating junk food. Okay, she opted only for those moves that were exciting and challenging. Chloe felt it was essential that she be inspired once again and remember why she had wanted to do this sport in the beginning.
All right, friends, let's talk about this word, inspired. Inspired means filled with new ideas or energy.
Okay, for example, the speech left Darla feeling inspired.
All right, so Chloe decided that if she was going to continue snowboarding, she needed to make sure that she felt inspired with what she was doing.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how she did that. It wasn't by picking up a new sport. It was by really challenging herself at the sport she already loved.
Yeah, and then remembering why she loved snowboarding in the first place. I think this is a good thing to remind ourselves of in daily life as well. If we feel tired or like we don't want to try anymore, remembering why we were doing those things in the first place can really help us keep going.
Absolutely. All right, we continue with this. As she prepared for the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympics, she acknowledged that she stood to break a record in the halfpipe.
Okay, but win or lose, Chloe decided ahead of time that she was determined not to let the stress dominate her or a loss define her. All right, Garrett, so here's what I think is going on. Competing in a sport like this, especially on a big stage such as the Olympics, it's kind of like a big performance. And a lot of times performers get really nervous or stressful before they go on stage. I think that's what's happening here as well. She's getting so stressed out that it's hard for her to compete.
Especially with all those expectations others have for her. Everyone expects her to not only get first place, the gold medal, but to be the best ever.
And break a record. Yes, that would really be a lot of pressure. But it sounds like she is doing the right thing. She decided ahead of time she wouldn't let this get to her.
Okay, that phrase ahead of time means earlier than whatever you're focusing on. So before the Olympics in this case, ahead of the Olympics.
For example, Kyle finished his homework ahead of time, before he needed to finish. So the Olympics was supposed to start at a certain date, and before that, Chloe made this decision.
All right. We have one more thing to talk about in this last sentence, and it's the word dominate. Chloe didn't want her stress to dominate her. If something dominates you, it has strong control or power over you.
Let's use that word dominate in a sentence. The team dominated the game from the very beginning. That means they had strong control over the game and they had power over their opponents.
Right. They probably had a lot more points and weren't allowing the other team to do what they wanted to.
Okay, friends. Well, we're not done talking about Chloe's story, but for right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Competition. I once entered a pie-eating contest. I didn't win, but I did compete with myself to eat more pie than any human should. Mission accomplished. Regrets also accomplished. Let's talk about compete. Competitive
and competition, because it's not all trophies and trash talk. First, compete with yourself. It means trying to be better than you were yesterday. I'm not trying to beat others. I just want to compete with myself. Inspiring and low stress. Now, let's look at competitive advantage or edge, something that gives you the upper hand. In other words, more power or control in a situation. Her language skills gave her a competitive edge in the interview. Got a competitive spirit or competitive nature? That means you love to challenge others and win, or at least try really hard. His competitive spirit makes every board game feel like the Olympics. But not all competition is intense. We also have friendly competition, where winning isn't everything. The soccer game was just friendly competition between classmates. And lastly, level the playing field. That means making things fair for everyone. Scholarships help level the playing field for students from different backgrounds. So, whether you're in it to win it or just to grow, competition isn't always about beating others. Sometimes it's about becoming your best pie-eating self. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Chloe Kim, the queen of snowboarding. I think true success is being content with where you are and who you are. If you're mentally, physically, and spiritually in a great place, you can achieve anything you want. That's where I'm at, and that's why I think I'm pretty successful right now.
Mentally, 意思是心理上或是精神上，譬如 mentally, he prepared himself for the exam by reviewing every topic carefully. 他仔细复习每个主题，在心理上为考试做好准备。他的形容词是mental, 意思是心理的或精神的。譬如 she struggled with mental fatigue after working long hours without enough rest or breaks. 他因长时间工作且缺乏足够的休息而饱受精神疲劳的困扰。他的名词是mentality, 意思是心态或是想法。譬如 his positive mentality helped him overcome challenges and stay motivated during difficult times. 他积极的心态帮助他克服挑战，并且在困难过程中保持动力。 这就是今天的Language Lab，我们下次见。
Throughout these 2 days, we've heard a lot about Chloe Kim, but in this last section, it's time to hear a bit from her directly.
All right, we have a wonderful quote here from Chloe. Let's read it together, friends. I think true success is being content with where you are and who you are. Let's pause there for a moment and talk about this word, content. It's such an important one.
Absolutely. It's good to feel content. When you're content, you're happy and satisfied.
Let's use that in a sentence. Jim felt content after finishing his project. Now let's continue this quote, friends. She says, if you're mentally, physically, and spiritually in a great place, you can achieve anything you want. So she says there are 3 areas here that you need to be at your best.
Yes, and we said in a great place. Now, a reminder here, we're not talking about being somewhere physically. We're talking about the condition of how you are.
Okay, so let's break down these 3 things. Physically, friends, means in relation to the body. So, for example, Tom is physically tired after baseball practice.
Okay, we have another one here. It's the word spiritually. That's in relation to your spirit, maybe your beliefs or Sometimes this word talks about religion.
That's right. Here's an example. Anna felt spiritually strong after her retreat. So, Chloe is saying that you need to be mentally, physically, and spiritually in a great place, and then you can achieve anything you want.
Yeah, and that might seem obvious, but the truth is, without those things, Chloe Kim has all the talent in the world. She might be the best ever, but being in a good place with all these things really allows her to succeed.
And it allows her to be content as well. She says, that's where I'm at, and that's why I think I'm pretty successful right now. Now, I'm not sure what this quote came from, Garrett, but it sounds like to me, maybe a reporter or someone who was interviewing her asked her, why are you so successful? What have you done to be that way?
Well, she's in a good place right now and is still very young. Hopefully has a great career ahead of her.
That's right. And I hope you're going to enjoy watching her in the Olympics this year, friends. I know I am. Well, we have more to talk about in just a moment. But first, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看句型 it is 加 essential that 加主词加 should 加动词 essential 的意思是必要的必不可少的 it is essential that 点点点后面通常会接一个虚拟语气子句表示某件事情绝对必要或极为重要比 it is important that 更强烈其中 should 是形式助动词用来表示要求或必要在美式英文中常被省略我们来看这个例句 It is essential that the community reduce waste to protect the environment more effectively 社区必须减少垃圾以便更有效地保护环境
Well, friends, as we have talked about Chloe and a little bit about her history, it seems like stress and anxiety played a really big part in her life and the choices that she made. And that's what our Talk About It question is all about today, friends. What do you do to reduce the effects of stress in your life?
This is a question I'm always asking myself and hopefully always getting better at. I think it could be helpful to think about this in the way that Chloe Kim is, thinking about our mental state, our physical state, and our spiritual state. Are we spending time to think about life, spending good time with friends, getting good sleep, and getting exercise?
Yeah, I think that is something that can really help with stress. I know for me, it's constantly reviewing my life and my time and asking myself if there's balance in my life. Am I putting too much time or effort into one part of my life and not enough in another? Oftentimes, if I change those priorities around a little bit, it will lower my stress level.
And there's one other thing from our lesson that helps me quite a bit, and I need to keep learning. It's not holding on to things that don't go so well for a long time. You're not always going to win every competition or every day of your life. And when things don't go well, move on. There are new opportunities ahead.
Friends, this is a great topic for you to talk about in English. What do you do to relieve your stress? How do you make sure you're not under too much pressure? This has been a great month learning with you, but that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.